Welcome to the May 3rd service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. Our virtual service today is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, assisted by Worship Associate Victoria Taylor.
I'm Victoria Taylor. I'm your Worship Associate, providing worship today with our settled minister, Reverend Pam Phillips. I'm actually joining you from Silva, North Carolina, where I'm living with my oldest daughter and her family for a while. And although the pandemic and sequela are difficult for people, this is kind of wonderful. I can help my family and worship with my beloved community. It's the 3rd of May, so we're in a new month. And as some of you know, we're following the Soul Matters calendar. And the inquiry for the month of May is thresholds. And being in a threshold, this was before we were in a pandemic. And you know, when you're in a threshold, you're either going forward or going backwards. And so this is a time of a lot of weddings and graduations and moving and new jobs. And yet we all are, as a culture and a community, stuck in a in-between place, which Pam is calling the liminal place. Going forward, going backwards, betwixt and between. So we're very fortunate to get to inquire into that for the whole next month. If you're with us for the first time, we're glad you're here. Some of you are coming from far away, like me, and that's wonderful. We have a virtual visitors link in the chat, and that way we can find out who you are and make sure you have access to the opportunities that our congregation offers. So fill that out in the chat. After the service, if you'd like to meet some of us more personally, you are all welcome to a coffee hour breakout session. Pam will randomly put you into groups of 5 or 6 people, and we're open for about a half an hour, and the conversations are usually really, really rewarding and wonderful. If you have a joy or a sorrow you would like to share this morning, there is a link in the announcements, as well one in the chat. Please fill that out with your name and ask a few questions about what you'd like to share this morning. And then Pam will read all of those for us. There are many, many other opportunities all through the week via Zoom. And we have an announcements email that comes out and it lists all those things, as well as our monthly newsletter, which just came out and it's a good read. I highly recommend. There are a few announcements I would like to hold up. One is this afternoon at 3:00, the Spiritual Aging Workshop will be meeting. Pam leads that group. Also, we have been, since the beginning of the social distancing, having a midweek worship at 5:30 on Wednesdays. I highly recommend joining that. It's about 35, 40 minutes. It really touches your heart in a wonderful way during a very lonesome time. If you'd like to become a member of our congregation, please contact Rev Pam directly to find out how you can virtually sign the membership book. And at the end of May, we are going to have a virtual flower communion. The Unitarian Universalism has just a few of our own sacraments, and the flower communion is one of the most beloved and beautiful sacrament. But this year, because we can't bring flowers into the sanctuary, we want to create a beautiful bouquet of flowers and faces of photography. So your assignment is to take a photograph of you and your family with flowers, or just your flowers, and email them to Rev Pam through the UU link, and we will create a lovely panneau for our flower communion. The children are a very important part of our congregation, and though we don't see them here, we have many activities for them, even virtually, including story hour and religious education packets. I'm now going to invite Rachel Crane, our Lifespan Faith Development Assistant, to share with you what she's invited the children to do this week.
Good morning. Here's what's happening in RE this week. Our preschoolers will be reading the story, When I Build with Blocks, and then they'll be working cooperatively with their families to build a community with their blocks. The K-1 class will read the book Fasting and Dates and learn about Ramadan and Eid al-Fitr. The second and third graders will continue their unit on the Web of Life and learn about Unitarian Beatrix Potter. The fourth and fifth grade class will celebrate Japanese Children's Day and make carp kites. and the middle school will start their study of Unitarian Universalism. Just a reminder, be sure to check out Storytime this week, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. and Fridays at 3 p.m. Now, last week, I challenged you to send pictures of your helping hands. Noemi Short and her family sent extra masks to a hospital in need. They also drew pictures and sent thank you cards to people on the front lines of this pandemic, from hospitals to the local Kroger team. And she also has been really busy helping around the house, helping take care of her pet dog, doing yard work, helping with the dishes. What a busy and helpful four-year-old. So for this week's challenge, I'd like you to send me pictures of your open minds. Remember that Unitarian Universalists are the church of the open mind, the helping hand, and the loving heart. Now, maybe for your open minds, you could send a picture of something imaginative that you drew, or perhaps you would try something new, learning something new, trying something new to eat, playing an instrument, doing something artistic and creative, anything you like. I can't wait to see what you do with that. I would also love to have some more pictures of helping hands. And I bet you can't guess what I'll be asking for next week. That's all for now. Bye.
I've chosen this morning's opening words by Chip Roush, the titled Be Here in This Moment. Let's all take a deep breath. We are about to enter sacred time. We are about to make this time and this place sacred by our presence and our intention. I invite us to turn down the volume of our fears, to remove our masks, to loosen the armor around our hearts. Don't take my word for it. Do it as slowly as you need to. If you take a little risk with these good people, you may find they have the same needs as you do. Breathe. Let go of the expectations placed on you by others and those they taught you to place on yourself. Drop the guilt and the shame, not to shirk accountability, but in honest expectation of the possibility of forgiveness. Let go of the thing you said the other day. Let go of the thing you dread next week. Be here in this moment. Breathe. Be here. Now we're going to move to the offertory action. Giving is a reminder of our interconnected web of life, a call to make the world a little closer to heaven on earth, and a symbol of our commitment to courageous love. Each week, the UUCNRV donates half the offerings to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week, we invite all who are able to donate to the Radford Fairlawn Daily Bread. This is not associated with the bakery in Blacksburg. You can contribute your offering online through the Give Plus app on your phone or by texting the word FUND to 844-909-2617. If you've never used these methods, you look at your order of service and the announcements for more information. Or if you'd rather do it, you can also make your contributions after the service or mail a check to the congregation. I downloaded the app this week and it was a lot easier than I expected. Today's reading is written by Kate Walker. In between, liminal, that space where we wait. Between moments, events, results, action, no action. To stand on the threshold waiting for something to end and something new to arrive. A pause in the rumble of time. Awareness claims us, alert, a shadow of something different. In between. Invitation and acceptance. In between. Symptom and diagnosis. In between. Send and receipt of inquiry and question. In between. Love given and love received. Liminality, a letting go. Entering into confusion, ambiguity, disorientation. A ritual begun, pause. Look back at what once was. Look forward into what becomes. Identity sheds a layer, reaches into something uncomfortable to wear. In between, lighting of the match, kindling of the oil. In between, choosing of text, reading of words. In between, voices and notes carried through the air and ears to hear. In between, creation thrusts ever forward. Social hierarchies may disassemble and structures may fall. Communities may revolt or tempt trust. Tradition may falter or creativity crashes forward. Leaders may step down or take charge. The people may choose or refuse. In between, storm predicted, the horizon beckons. In between, theology of process reminds us to step back. In between, where minutia and galaxies intermingle with microbes and mysteries. In between, liminal, that space where we wait. Look, listen, feel, breathe.
In between, liminal, that space where we wait. Isn't that a too perfect description of the place and time in which we are living? We're in between a past way of living, in which we gathered in large groups, gave hugs and handshakes to greet one another, sang loudly and joyfully in our worship services, went about our daily routines of working and volunteering, socializing and shopping without a second thought. Between that past and some future way of living, a future when a vaccine or some other way to protect ourselves from infection is discovered, once the pandemic is over. But for now, we are existing in a liminal space, that space where we wait. Liminality comes from the Latin word limen, meaning a threshold. And this month, we're exploring what it means to be a people of thresholds. Now, the reading that Victoria shared is one that I've used before, several years ago, but it sure does seem like it was written for today, doesn't it? So many of the lines resonate, particularly the lines, communities may revolt or tempt trust. Leaders may step down or take charge. The people may choose or refuse. She could have been describing what we see every day on the news. It has been unsettling and disheartening to watch the protests at state capitals and the political posturing in press conferences. It seems like we are already moving past the "we're all in this together, we're all in the same boat" mentality that Reverend John Coffey talked about last Sunday. I suppose we shouldn't be surprised that even though we are all facing a common enemy, the novel coronavirus, we can still fall prey to divisiveness. After all, this period of liminality is not an easy one, not a comfortable time. As Walker puts it, liminality is a time of letting go, entering into confusion, ambiguity, and disorientation. And we aren't always our best selves when we enter into confusion and disorientation. Just ask my husband, he'll tell you it is so. When people are forced to let go of the familiar, they will hold on as tenaciously as ever to whatever represents safety and security, what they know and trust. Now, the push to reopen America is surely a reaction to the economic impacts of the stay-at-home orders. I don't want to discount all the suffering, but it seems also to stem from the desire to get out of this uncomfortable state of transition, of liminality. I get it. People are tired of waiting. And yet, as uncomfortable as we may be in this place of in-between, with its confusion, ambiguity, and disorientation, we also find ourselves with opportunities for creativity and positive change. The Franciscan friar, Richard Rohr, of the Center for Action and Contemplation, highlighted the positive possibilities of liminality this past week in his daily email meditations. He explains, liminal space is an inner state and sometimes an outer situation where we can begin to think and act in new ways. We usually enter liminal space when our former way of being is challenged or changed. It is a graced time, but often does not feel graced in any way. In such space, we are not certain or in control. He goes on, the very vulnerability and openness of liminal space allows room for something genuinely new to happen. We are empty and receptive, erased tablets waiting for new words. Liminal space is where we are most teachable, often because we are most humbled. We can probably all point to times in our own lives that were liminal, when our former way of being was challenged or changed. Sometimes we enter into liminal spaces of our own accord, entering new relationships, forming families, pursuing careers, moving. I think of Kirsten and Adam, members who just last week drove all the way to Minnesota to start their new life. And Kirsten has her oral defense this week with faculty here at Virginia Tech. Talk about being betwixt and between. But even those chosen transitions put us in liminal spaces that aren't all that comfortable. And we may hurry to get over to the other side, to get comfortable again. But often those challenges or changes come from loss or crisis, the loss of a loved one, a life-threatening diagnosis or life-altering accident, the end of a relationship or a career. At first, we stumble about in a daze, uncertain what to do, where to turn, or even whether we can go on. But in that liminal space, untethered from our usual support or ways of thinking, we begin to find new sources of strength and sustenance, and new perspectives and directions. We find ourselves on the other side of the threshold, perhaps battered and bruised, but also transformed. The risk of hurrying through a liminal time is losing that possibility for transformation and growth. Certainly, we risk something more basic if we hurry too quickly out of quarantine and social distancing. We may risk our own or others' health and even lives. But even if we were to stay safe from the ravages of the virus, we would forestall the opportunity to learn important lessons as a society that could change the way we live in the world. Take a moment now to consider what has changed in our lives in this past month. What assumptions did we make about our world that seem now not to be true? What could we count on or control before that we cannot now? On a Sunday morning, I could count on walking into our meeting house and seeing the faces of the greeters and the choir members, those who came early for Sunday circle or the anti-racism discussion group. We would see each other's smiles and share a cup of coffee before the service. We would see hugs and waves amongst the congregation, the murmur of voices as we greeted one another. I got to sit on the steps of the chancel with the children of the congregation to hear their curious questions and thoughtful responses. We would watch the lighting of candles of hope and remembrance with care and reverence. And as I preached a sermon, I would see your faces and your reactions, sometimes scowling, sometimes nodding, sometimes crying, sometimes falling asleep. So much of Sunday morning depended on our being together in the same place. Being together. But in these past few weeks, we could no longer count on or control that reality. Yet here we are, together, sort of, sitting in the liminal spaces of our own homes, yet still creating the sacred space Victoria invited us into with her opening words. We do make this time and virtual space sacred by our presence and our intentions. And we are experiencing this community in a new way, welcoming those who would not be able to join us in the sanctuary because of distance, lack of transportation, lack of energy, compromised immune systems. And we also know that there are others who cannot join us this morning, lacking the technology or the will to use it. We miss them. What could we do to keep them as part of this community of hope and love? And when we return to whatever our lives become together after the pandemic, what do we want to not forget? What do we want to take out of this liminal space and time into the future? Take a moment to think of the rest of your days. Are there things that you think or do now that would have seemed odd or even unthinkable in February? Think about the rhythm of your days. What do you appreciate now in ways you might never have before? Things you don't want to forget when we get to the other side. I'm asking lots of questions now as we begin this month of considering what it means to be a people of thresholds, because we are all poised on thresholds now, in between the past and the future. There are more questions and more answers to consider in the month ahead. We have time. Now, each month we share one of the spiritual exercises in our Soul Matters small group ministry packets on Sunday morning so that everyone can try them. This month, I invite you to a practice of intentionally pausing, living in the liminal. Each day, as you cross the threshold of your home, citing the Jewish practice of hanging mezuzahs at doorways as a reminder to pause and be intentional, the packet material asks, imagine how your days might be different if you took a sacred pause at the doorway to your home and asked yourself, what do I want to bring with me? And what do I want to leave behind or keep out as I cross over? How does my house and family need to be protected from the energy I picked up from the world today? How might my day be better if I bring some treasured value of mine with me today? This exercise invites us to give ourselves some kind of physical reminder, like a mezuzah, to pause as we pass through the doorway. You could put up a note on the door or alter your doorway routine in some way. Move where you put your keys. Just some physical reminder to pause and ask yourself, what do I want to bring with me? And what do I want to leave behind or keep out as I cross over? Do it for a week or for the month, and see what answers you find. Let this daily practice be an invitation to consider the larger questions of how we are living in this liminal time. What assumptions and practices from the past are no longer serving us? What new sources of strength are sustaining us? In the weeks ahead, we'll consider these questions for ourselves, for our congregation, and for the larger world. We are in between liminal, that space where we wait, look, listen, feel, breathe. We have time. Invite you now to blow out your chalice light, but not the warmth of community, the fire of commitment. Let us take those with us into our week ahead. Let's stop as we walk out our doorways. Consider, what is it we want to leave behind? What do we want to take with us?